Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I pray that it does give you food. Please listen carefully, because the Lord gave Himself to us in Holy Communion. The Lord speaks to us in His words. We need to be listening. And I don't mean you're going to hear a voice, but circumstances. You see the hand of God in your life. And God wants to dwell with us. He wants you to draw closer to Him. And for me, and you say, I don't have time. Well, brothers and sisters, if we don't have time now, when are we ever going to have time? I mean, there can be a month here or whatever I've said to you before. There are certainly times when we really are very rightly covered with all kinds of responsibilities. Even then, always before you go to bed at night, tell Him that you love Him. Thank Him for the life that He has given you. When you wake in the morning, do the same thing. Ask the Lord to be closer to you. Ask Him to draw near that you want Him. God opens His heart to us, but He gave us free will. And we can turn away. We can choose to turn away from God or just neglect any reference to God. But God Himself loves you very, very much. So let's take a look. Peter Aimard, whose feast we celebrate today, he was a native of Le Mur-de-Sur, France, and he joined the Marist Order in 1839. An intense encounter with Christ Eucharistic love convinced him to found a congregation of priest adorers of the Blessed Sacrament in 1856. A woman's community and lay apostolate followed. Anticipating the teaching of Pius X, Peter encouraged laypersons to receive frequent communion. "Live on the divine Eucharist," he said, "as the Hebrews did on the manna." Brothers and sisters, do you take advantage? I've said this to you before, but I really want to ask you, take a look at your schedule. Mass is offered every day in most churches. Can you take a half hour somewhere? Please, brothers and sisters, God wants to feed you with His life. He wants your life to change, that you draw closer to Him, that you have more peace, encouragement, hope. It takes time, but as we draw close to Christ, we begin to see the fruit of His presence right now in our lives. So let's take a look at the first reading today, which is taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 4 to 15. The children of Israel lamented, "Would that we had meat for food. We remember the fish we used to eat without cost in Egypt, and the cucumbers, and the melons, and the leeks, and the onions, and the garlic. But now we are famished. We see nothing before us but this manna." Manna was like coriander seed and had the color of resin. When they had gone about and gathered it up, the people would grind it between millstones or pound it in a mortar and then cook it in a pot and make it into loaves, which tasted like cakes made with oil. At night, when the dew fell upon the camp, the manna also fell. When Moses heard the people, family after family, crying at the entrance of their tents, so that the Lord became very angry. He was grieved. "Why do you treat your servants so badly?" Moses asked the Lord. "Why are you so displeased with me that you burden me with all this people? Was it I who conceived all this people? Was it I who gave them birth that you tell me to carry them at my bosom like a foster father carrying an infant to the land you have promised under oath to their fathers? Where can I get the meat to give to all these people, for they are crying to me, give us meat for food. I cannot carry all these people by myself, for they are too heavy for me. If this is the way you would deal with me, then please do me the favor of killing me at once, so that I need no longer face this distress. It was really, really very hard for him at that time. He was trying to follow what the Lord was asking of him, and yet it got very, very difficult. But Psalm 81 says, sing with joy to God our help. Go to God. My people heard not my voice. Israel heard not my, or obeyed me not. So I gave them up to the hardness of their hearts. They walked according to their own counsels. If only my people would hear me, and Israel walk in my ways, quickly would I humble their enemies, and against their foes I would turn my hand. Those who hated the Lord would seek to flatter me, but their fate would endure forever. While Israel I would feed with the best of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would fill them. Look what God promises if we follow him, if we accept his way that he has asked us to follow. We will know his blessing. There are still great difficulties at times in life that don't come from us. But please, brothers and sisters, God wants you to know that he created you, he made you, he knows you by name, and he loves you. Please draw nearer to him. The verse before the gospel says, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. And I just want to say this again. If you're not used to doing this, begin today to at least read a paragraph of the scriptures. If you can, a chapter of the scriptures. Learn what God is teaching us and showing us, and showing us his nearness to us. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. I'm sure he wanted to mourn the loss. But look what happens. The crowds heard of this, and they followed him on foot from their towns. And when he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. Right in the midst of his own grief, he cured their sick. And when it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, this is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowds so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves. And he said to them, there is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves. But they said to him, 5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have here. And then he said, bring them here to me. And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Think of that. The baskets were overflowing. They were full. They had no place to put what was left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting all the women and the children. Brothers and sisters, look what God did for his people. Look how he came to them in their great need. Oh, brothers and sisters, so many ways in which God, he knows us better than we know ourselves. Turn to him whenever you're in difficulty. I'm not going to say you're going to have a miracle, but you may be surprised at the ways in which God brings help to you. Brothers and sisters, trust him. Father Simon Marakakis says this, "The Son of God sees their misery in the midst of his own grieving over the death of John the Baptist, and he is moved with compassion and he heals them." Brothers and sisters, do you believe? How strong is your faith? I don't mean that the Lord is going to stand by your side and you're going to see him and you're going to see everything. No, but he does things for us that we never hoped could happen. If we turn to him daily, you would be amazed at the little ways in which God guides your steps because he loves you. My goodness, in this gospel, there were more than 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, so at least double it or triple it, and he fed them all. Brothers and sisters, God has so much in store for you when you walk with him, when you begin to read the scriptures every day, just a little bit, even just a few verses, if you're so busy, but every day, read it. And believe me, God will bless you because this word, as we know, it's living. It's not just a book. It's living. It's active. As the scriptures tell us, his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. I know I'm saying this, but I want you to hear it. He loves you, and he wants you to draw nearer to him, and he will help you in whatever challenges you may be experiencing at this time. Father Aimard, who lived in the 1800s, said this, "We must quickly get to work to save souls by the divine Eucharist, to awaken a world numbed in dormant apathy because they don't know the gift of God, Jesus, the Eucharistic Emmanuel. This is the torch of love which we must carry to tepid souls who haven't made Jesus in the Holy Tabernacle their center and their life. Any devotion which doesn't set up one tent on Calvary and one on near the tabernacle is not a solid piety and will never do anything great. I fear that people are wandering too far from the Holy Eucharist, that this mystery of love par excellence is not sufficiently proclaimed. So souls are suffering, becoming more sensual, materialistically, and inordinately attached to human beings. It is because they don't know how to find their consolation and their strength in our Lord." Brothers and sisters, listen to that word. Heed it. Take it to heart. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.